If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Okay, so let's visit now with Elena Hampton, who is a Democratic political strategist and an advocate for victims of sexual harassment and survivors of sexual violence. Elena, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us today. I'm sorry, Elena, I got the wrong pot turned up. Elena, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You sound great. I just wanted to read the opening lines from your piece in the Tribune, an op-ed from the other day. You wrote, 8 years ago, I was a 28-year-old campaign staffer, and I came forward publicly about being sexually harassed while working in then-House Speaker Michael Madigan's political operation, and about the retaliation by that same organization that followed. After my story, you later say, became public, Illinois legislators passed some reforms. Emmanuel Chris Welch was elected Speaker of the Illinois House, but you point out that he was kind of a troubled person for that position. In 2002, 10, and 11, there have been allegations against him and his behavior. So when he did not act transparently or quickly enough or at all in the case of Harry Benton, you've got issues both with Benton but now with Chris Welch too, right?
Yeah, of course. I will start off by saying years ago when Welch was being elevated to be the next speaker, I actually spoke out about it back then. I raised the issue of his history with domestic violence. And of course, I've noted in this op-ed that he also has been sued for sexual harassment and retaliation in the past. So to me, this is not surprising that this new sexual harassment situation was mishandled.
Yeah. He was not convicted of those, though. There are charges and allegations, right? We're talking about Chris Welch. And really, this was a story about Harry Benton from Plainfield, who no longer is a state representative. But let's just talk about that case for a minute. He has been accused by three women of sexual harassment. He loses his job. What else should we know or say about that if we're going to talk about Chris Welch's handling of it?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the biggest issues with this situation is that the first victim reported this 3 years ago, and Benton, wasn't asked to resign until a couple of years later, I think almost 3 years later. So Welch sat on this, and not only did he sit on it, he and his organization spent $1.4 million to help former Rep Benton get reelected. So I think that just sends a glaring message to victims of harassment that, they're not cared about. And not only that, if it would have been addressed from the beginning, those two other victims wouldn't have been subjected to Benton's behavior.
Understood. And are you saying that Welch knew about Benton's behavior and the allegations against him when he did not pressure him to resign and, in fact, generated more than $1 million for his reelection?
Yes, that is correct.
So then why was Welch so loath to do that? I mean, Illinois is a blue state. I'm sure that district could continue to elect Democrats. Why did Welch not come forward with this?
You know, it's a really good question. I don't have the answer to that. I think sometimes elected officials and folks in positions of power prioritize making sure that seat is safe over, the women that are at harm.
And you must be disappointed then with Brandon Johnson's statements about this, too.
Of course, but I'm always disappointed with him.
Well, I don't know how on brand that was. I mean, Brandon Johnson's ratings are low, but this has not been an issue where people have thought that he was maybe not paying attention or not sufficiently sensitive. And yet,
I was pretty shocked by Brandon Johnson's statement yesterday. He either has not thoroughly read through this or also doesn't care about victims.
Brandon Johnson talks about how proud he is of the maturation of Chris Welch and that he seems to be doing a good job. He really was just kind of ignoring the issue on its face. And so I guess it just leads to the question, post Mike Madigan, do you get the sense the culture has changed at all in Springfield?
It seems like it hasn't. I will say, like, when my case was happening, it took a lot longer for elected officials and state representatives to make statements in support of me or against Madigan at the time. So I think it's encouraging to see so many elected officials, you know, making statements about how they're not happy with how Welch handled this situation. But it's obviously not enough. If the culture clearly has not changed, because there are many victims in just this case, and I'm sure there are many more.
Well, the Black Caucus seems to be behind Welch and the mayor, but the Women's Caucus, not so much. I do want to read from what Mayor Brandon Johnson said. Watching his maturation, he's talking about Speaker Welch now, watching his maturation has been a remarkable testament to what's possible in this country to serve as the first Black Speaker of the House. Look, I trust the Speaker is going to do what's right for his constituents in the state of Illinois. What do you think would be right for his constituents in the state of Illinois in this situation?
I absolutely think Welch should resign. I think not only does he have a pattern of inappropriate behavior with women in the past, but he mishandled this situation. And I think with those two things coupled together, it shows that he is not the right leader for the moment that we're facing. And years ago during my case, you know, legislators came together and passed some reforms, but it's really clear that those reforms were put into place for optic reasons. You know, there was a lot of news at the time and they were pressured to pass things quickly. And I feel like they didn't put as much thought into it as they could have. You know, it's, you have to change the whole culture. You can't just pass laws.
And to be clear, the charges we're talking about here are not against Chris Welch. So the mistake or the crime, if you will, quotes around crime, that Welch has committed here is what? Not being transparent or not coming forward and pressuring Benton to step down sooner? I mean, what was the mistake? What would you have had Welch do?
Well, he knew about the harassment allegation 3 years before Rep. Benton resigned. So that woman who initially reported ended up quitting her job because she was uncomfortable and she feared, you know, being around that state representative. So, you know, Welch could have taken action much sooner to fire Benton. And since he did not, two other victims were subjected to Benton's behavior after that.
I don't know specifically what happened. I reached out to Mike McCuskey, the inspector general. He said he can't share the report with me because it's not been shared. Have you seen the report? I don't suppose you have either, huh?
Yes, I have. The report was released.
I missed that then. And what jumps out at you when you see that?
I mean, it's the same as what I was saying before. It's just the fact that Welch knew about it for 3 years and then that they're... Actually, this report revealed a third victim. So beforehand, we knew that Benton had harassed two victims, but this report revealed a third victim. So if the original complaint had been addressed years ago, those two other women would not have been harassed by Rep. Benton. But because it wasn't addressed, they were harassed too.
This is such a small detail, but in the Tribune, they remind us of one of the ways that Welch responded to this. And maybe it is a little revealing. Quote, Welch's use of heart eye emoji in response to pictures that she posted on Instagram made her feel uncomfortable. I don't know if that rises to the level of criminal harassment, but that sure seems like just a stupid thing to do when you're in his position.
Yes, it certainly is. And it's just wildly inappropriate. This young woman, she used to be an intern for Welch. She then became a victim of harassment for Rep. Benton. And then you have Speaker Welch, you know, using heart eye emojis to her photos on Instagram and inviting her to a bar to meet with her. It just seems really inappropriate. And when you think of the different power dynamics between the two of them,
sure,
it's even more inappropriate.
Elena Hampton is a Democratic political strategist and an advocate for victims of sexual harassment and violence. Her piece in the Tribune yesterday. I will reach out to Speaker Welch and ask him to respond to some of this, too. Elena, it's nice to talk to you today. Thanks for your insight.
You too. Thank you.